Hey everyone, it's Michelle, the Dreaming Dilettante, coming out to you with your weekly creative podcast. And I know it's been a little less than weekly. I missed a few weeks here, and it really had to do with technology. I was having technical difficulties. So I'm trying out a different software to record these. So hopefully everything's going to turn out pretty well and I'll be able to edit things if I need to. I recorded one and it didn't record the audio, and so hopefully this is going to come through okay. So I wonder what you've been working on. I have been kind of delving into some different areas of work. I have been writing again, which has been really fun. I'm editing a story that I started on, and I'm also drawing again. So I've been doing a couple different things, and I'm trying out a system, which I'm just realizing I completely threw out the window today. But I'm trying to kind of devise a system where when I'm spending time in my studio, I have kind of carved out little containers of time for each of the projects that I'm working on. Because you know, the reason, if you've been listening for a while, the reason the Dreaming Dilettante is my name, my little name online, is because I just have lots of different projects that I love doing and lots of different interests. And sometimes that can be wonderful. And most times it's absolutely wonderful. But when I'm actually trying to complete things or make headway, it can feel like I get very distracted sometimes, and it's hard to focus. And sometimes I have more, ideas and hobbies than time to do them. And I think that's honestly a creative person's life. I think a lot of times we have, the idea of a story or the idea of a painting or whatever, your work is, and it's a matter of, while you're starting to get into the, I don't want to say boring parts, but sometimes it's after you've sat with a project for a little while, you can tend to get distracted easily with new ideas because maybe the project isn't going the way you want or it's getting a little boring. So I've been working on honing skills, and one of them being time management. So, and I hate the way that sounds. I feel like I should be in a cubicle. But I do feel like I need to set aside time in a fun way, because that's really important to me, to enjoy my creativity. So I want to accomplish things, get things done, but I want to enjoy my time in the studio, and I don't want any of it to become a chore, which is one of the reasons I love having varied interests, because I feel like I can pick up things and put them back down and then pick something else up. So if I'm not really feeling, if I'm struggling with a story today, I can sit down and finish a sketch and feel like, okay, well, I did something. Because sometimes you can work on something for a long time and not feel like you did anything. So when I have multiple projects that I can kind of hop around through, sometimes they reinvigorate each other. So, a sketch might spark an idea for a story, for my story, and the story might spark an idea for, another project that I want to do. So yeah, it's kind of managing, I think, the light and the shadow of everything of who we are, right? So I kind of designed a breakdown for what I want to do when I'm here in the studio. And I'm still, like, writing is something I just brought back in, daily writing last week. And it's actually a good time to do it because NaNoWriMo starts next month. And I love taking part in that. I did manage to complete it last year. And I think one other time I've completed it. And so I'm looking forward to doing that again. And I have some story ideas that I want to start sharing. I'm looking into sharing. I haven't decided whether it's going to be a short story yet or a full story, but I was thinking about sharing on, I think it's called Amazon Vella, and where you can kind of share stories in segments. So you can share a little bit of a story and then a little bit more and a little bit more. So it's kind of like a subscription type thing. So I was thinking about giving that a shot for this new series that I have in mind for stories. So I'm working on a new story and editing the piece that I finished last year in NaNoWriMo, actually. So it's just my very first edit of that story. And yeah, so it's been it's been good. I'm enjoying the time that I have here in the studio, and I feel like I've given myself some containers to hold the ideas, but not such a rigid timeline that for me it feels too left-brained. Because if a system feels very left-brained, I can't follow it. Especially if it's for my creativity. So I like to have something that feels that it has some fluid things that's fluid, so I can change it, I can move things around, and I don't feel so stuck in what I'm doing. And I wonder if you're the same, because I don't know if all creative people are like this. I think in my experience, you have some very disciplined artists and writers. I mean, I remember reading, I think it was Sue Grafton, who said, I think if I'm correct, I believe her husband, and if I'm remembering the story, this was a very long time ago, but I'm pretty sure her husband was also a writer. And she said their mornings were just like if they were going into an office, where they'd get up and they were rushing around and they sat at their desk at a set time and they wrote, you had a lunch break, and and it was just a very regimented time. And I think, at least that was my interpretation of what I read at the time. And I remember trying that, and I had to, it's a great concept, and I think it works for a lot of people, and I just had to kind of tweak it for who I am, where I felt like I had, okay, so this is what I'm, these are the things I'm going to do each day, but I allowed myself to move the time around. Or, I allowed myself to say, well, and if I don't get this many words written today or this many pages edited today, that's okay. But this is my goal, is just to sit down and do it for 20 minutes. So maybe, I kind of had a backup where it's like, okay, you want to write this many words, or, write for an hour or whatever it is. So I would love to hear. So please do let me know, feel free to comment, because I would love to hear what you think about this. I also launched Substack, which is, I'll be sharing this podcast both on my website and my blog, and also on the Substack account. So if you like the idea of getting notifications emailed to you, you can subscribe for free over on Substack, and you'll get my weekly letters for creatives, and you'll also get my this podcast delivered to your inbox. And then there's also a paid subscription if you're interested and can and want to, if that's something that you'd like to do. And in addition to those, you also get a weekly studio vlog video uploaded that you can watch as a little thank you for being a subscriber, or a paid subscriber rather. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, you can go check it out. It's actually a really cool platform, and I'm enjoying finding people to follow. I think that's how I found it. I was somebody's blog that I was reading, and I think they shared that they were on Substack, so I went and subscribed to them there. And you can find some really, there's great content over there. And it's a lot, I find, less distracting than social media or anything like that. So it's a really great way. It's like a blog meets Patreon. Is that a thing? I don't know. But it's cool. You should check it out. If you like to follow other creatives, you can go and check it out and see. I don't know if I have who I'm following available. I'm still like learning the site a little bit, but it is user friendly. And, maybe you can start your own Substack. And if you do, let me know. I'd love to follow you. So that has been what I have going on with me. I am also working on some my digital art. I'm honing my Procreate skills. And I'm also making some working on some digital art, like digital printables, downloadables, that's what it's called, art printables and that sort of thing to sell. I'm looking to launch a shop where you can go and you can just download. I'm thinking about making some art printables, like I said. I love quotes, and I love the idea of creating, things that you can download and print out, put it in a frame or hang on your wall. As an inspirational quote with a little bit of art tied to it. And I'm working on designing a few of those. I've been collecting quotes since, I think I was about 12 years old. It was seventh grade, so something like that. And one of our teachers assigned us like one of those year-long projects, which normally I would have hated. But the idea was that you were supposed to be collecting quotes in a notebook all year long, quotes that you loved. And then at the end of the year, you would hand it into her, and then that was like going to be a grade. And I just loved this idea when she suggested it. And I actually still have that notebook somewhere. It's in the attic, but I have that notebook. And I'm planning on digging it out because I just think it would be really fun to go back and reread, because I've referred back to it over the years, throughout my life. But I think I haven't looked at it in a long, long time. So it would be fun to go back and see the quotes that 12-year-old me thought were, inspirational. But I've collected, and I have several notebooks full. I've fallen out of the practice a bit now because I tend to find the quotes that I like in books, and I just highlight it in the book. Sometimes I go and I write them. I do have a quote book going. I don't fill it nearly as fast as I used to, and I think that's something I want to get back into because I just love collecting quotes. There's another writer that I follow, Laura Bray, and I'll try to remember to link to her blog. But she collected, she I was reading one of her recent podcasts, or I'm sorry, blog posts, and she collects great one opening lines from stories. And I thought that was fun too, something to go where you go in and you just collect, you read a book and you're like, wow, that was a great opening line. I just thought that would be a lot of fun to collect something like that. So I'm in this kind of heightened creativity where I just want to do all the art, I want to do all the creative things. And I think if I didn't have other responsibilities in life, I could very easily kind of turn into a little bit of a mad creative, at least for a few days, kind of squirreled away, food delivered to the door and just like going crazy, making messy art and zines. And because that's another thing I'm dying to make is some zines. And that might be fun, is to do a zine with, quotes on it, and maybe put that in my downloadable shop because I love zines. I really do. And I would love to have those where you can download them. And I just feel like I can't. And I tend to jump around. So I'll get an idea and I'm like, oh, I could do this. And oh, I could do that. So I'm working on my containers. I'm working on having a page where I just kind of dump down all these ideas in my journal. And then when I have those lulls where I'm like, I don't even know what I do anymore. Like, what? Please tell me I'm not the only one who feels that way, where you just like you wake up and you're like, what is it I do? I think I write words or I make paintings or I don't know. I don't think I do any of it. I should just give it up. And when I have those days, I can go and look at something and be like, oh, right, zine. Oh, well, I guess I could look at it. And I just find that usually it becomes like little breadcrumbs. You'll look at it and you'll be like, oh, zine. Yeah, well, quote zine. I guess I could read through some of my quote books, and then I'll start reading through, and I'm like, oh, and it's kind of like you have these breadcrumbs that lead you back to your creative self. Sometimes, and sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes you're still like, yeah, I still don't know what I do, but that's okay. That's okay too. So, yeah, that's what I've been up to, and I feel like it's working. I feel like I have a nice balance between the mad creative and a little bit of a structure. I always think of it a structure as like a grown-up thing. Not that I'm not a grown-up, but it does feel like a thing that, accountants do or something like that. Like they have to have structure and order and containers and okay, I do this from this time to this time and this time. And I know creatives who do that. So it's just my own I like that. Let's throw something at the wall and see what sticks kind of way of being. But the other side of that is that I find myself getting frustrated having not completed things that are important to me. I really feel it's important to just make art for the sake of art and not to have, and when I say art, I mean anything creative that you do, if you're a songwriter or a musician, poet, artist, whatever. I feel like it's important to have the space where you can just make your art without expecting it to be anything. I think that's so important. But I also find that when I don't complete, I feel like I'm dishonoring my creativity. When I don't take the time to sit down and go, okay, what is it that, what is it that I'm trying to do here? What's important to me right now? Because some of the art is just fun. Some of the things I'm doing, I'm just enjoying, and it's fun, and that's great. And then there's other things that like really deserve my attention, really deserve my focus, and really deserve to have space, you know, intentionally carved out with them, out for them. And I think intentionality is really important when you're working on those projects. So the structure I have is very loose. It's kind of like four things that, you know, I'm doing, 3 to 4 things I'm trying to do every day. And I have it, you know, out that I wrote in colorful, you know, markers, or I think I use gel pens, and it's up on my studio, which is actually, I'm looking at it right now. And that is how I realized I forgot to do something today. But that's okay. This isn't about, you know, perfection or anything like that. This is really about just trying to have the space for all of these things. And I took longer on some of the other projects that I was working on today. And I think it's okay. And that's what I need. I need to have the space to say, okay, I didn't get the writing done today, but, you know, I was really working hard on these other two projects and I was kind of lost in them. And that's okay, because the writing's not forgotten. It's just going to be done, you know, tomorrow or later, or, you know, maybe I'll try to add in some more time to it, or maybe it's just okay that today I didn't get to it and it'll be the first thing that I do, when I start working tomorrow, and that's okay too. So, having that flexibility in my, creativity is really, really important for me personally. So yeah, so I'm going to be sharing this. There's, another platform I might be adding it to. I haven't decided yet. I'm kind of, playing around with where I'm going to be posting the podcasts, but you can always get them. I'm not sure where you're listening right now. As I said, you can subscribe on Substack or through my my blog, which is dreamingdilettante.com. And I'm sorry, dreamingdilettante.com. I should say that correctly so you can find it. But I'll you're listening to it somewhere, so hopefully you found it. And if you'd like to have it delivered to you, so you don't miss out, you can do that. And I think it's going to start being uploaded. So if you listen to a lot of podcasts, like, and whatever podcast player you do to use to keep them all organized, you can, I think, subscribe on there. So that's what I'm working on trying to get to. So if anybody has any suggestions on that, please feel free to reach out. If you know, you have a favorite, podcast, you know, some subscriber that you like to use, and I'm not on it, let me know, because I would be happy to figure out a way to be on there. But I think I'm on the right path. I think I am. But also I'd love to hear from you. So please do comment, or, you know, email me directly if you don't want to comment. I'd love getting email from subscribers or listeners. So please do feel free to message me. I'd love to hear what you're working on. If you have ideas or things that, you know, you'd like me to chat about on a future podcast, please do. I welcome the ideas. And I hope that you're having a wonderful week. I really do hope that you're able to get a little time in for your creativity in a way that feels good for you, and allows you to kind of hold space and honor the creative part of yourself, but to also have some fun and enjoy it, however that looks for you. So thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you so much, and I will be back again with more next week. Take care, everyone.